Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night this morning, and it's about to get a little cheesy in here, and you're going to know why in a second. Janelle is in the courtroom with us. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. And you've got a problem with your... with your boyfriend, Bob, and your dog. By the way, what is the dog's name?
His name is Clark.
Clark. I like that as a dog name. That's a fun name. Hey, Clark.
Thanks. He's cute.
So what's going on with Bob and Clark and you?
So my boyfriend loves giving our dog just like shredded cheese or just like salami, all sorts of like human food treats. And I am like very strict about like no human food, just like for health reasons and stuff. And I always catch him like sneaking it in his food or like putting shredded cheese on top. So yeah.
It's like Skyline. I love it.
Yes. Yeah. It's just not me.
So is Clark overweight or unhealthy looking?
No, he's super good. Like, perfect weight and everything, so it's like not on that, which makes it harder to defend my point, you know.
Yeah.
When your boyfriend Bob gives the dog, you know, human food, do you scold Bob because it's obviously not the dog's fault?
Yeah, for sure. I'm like, is there cheese in there? And I just see like a little bit of the evidence when he finishes his food, you know, and I'm like, I don't like it, so I don't know why he keeps doing it.
Well, let's be honest for a second. I mean, do you honestly think, I don't know, that like a can of dog food is that much more healthier than a slice of salami?
Well, technically it's supposed to be.
For the dog.
But, yeah. I mean,
some humans can't even process cheese.
Yeah.
Do you get cheap dog food or do you pay extra for like the Blue Buffalo or the good stuff, the science
diet? Yeah, that's the kicker. Like, my dog's food is more expensive than mine. It's the prescription, like, you know, so it's, like, literally prescribed from the vet. So I'm like, we're doing all this to keep him healthy, and then you're just adding shredded cheese on top.
Everything's better with a little bit of cheese. Did you have the dog before Bob, or is it yours and Bob's dog?
We got them together, COVID dog.
COVID dog.
Yeah.
All right, so the Bob will not stop. I mean, he cannot be stopped doing this, right?
Yeah, can't stop, won't stop.
All right. Okay. This is pretty cut and dry, much like the food you serve poor Clark there. Sorry. I bet you already know where I'm going to fall on this, but do you have a closing argument, Janelle, before we go to the jury?
Yeah, okay. I think we spend all this hard earned money on our dog's food to try to keep him healthy. So why wouldn't we want to continue that health and not feed him shredded cheese?
Okay, stat man.
I get it. I would try rolling up a newspaper and whopping him right on the nose. Or every time he tries to feed the dog cheese, spray him with a spray bottle of water.
You're talking about Bob.
Yeah, treat him Bob. Like a dog.
Now, he's doing it out of love. I guess it... as long as it's not getting excessive and you're not seeing the weight gain on the dog, I'm going to say don't overthink it. But if the dog is like having dietary issues and gets the runs or whatever, then yeah, Bob needs to cut that out. It's for the best of the dog. But it's coming from a good place. So I guess I'm on your team, Janelle. Bad Bob. Bad Bob.
I think Bob needs to respect you. I'm on your team. I don't know. If you don't give the dog table scraps, there shouldn't be like exceptions for cheese.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something here, Janelle, and see if you can guess which side I'm going to be on. We used to have a cat named Chester, and Chester had three nicknames with me. The Baconator.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, the felon of the melon, because he would always want your watermelon when you were eating it. And Swami Salami, because if you had salami, he had to have a piece, and I would always oblige. So I'm the worst. Even if I'm at somebody's house and we're eating, and they're like, don't feed the dog. And they're like, they're looking at you. I can't take it. I'm like, sneak a little piece of whatever I've eaten. So I'm terrible. I know. I'm going to go team Bob because I know you can't look at those those big puppy dog eyes when you got a big thing of cheese there and not.
Yep, exactly like him.
I know. 2-1, we have sided with you. But let's see, 749-B105, if any veterinarians are listening or anybody that wants to weigh in, we'd appreciate some advice from you this morning. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. And treat yourself every once in a while. Spend a little more on your food than Clark's.
I think that's a good takeaway, too.
All right, 749-B105 and through the app. Bring them right now.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Janelle, who is upset with her boyfriend, Bob, because she has a hard and fast rule, no human food for their dog, Clark. But every time she turns around, it seems that Bob is putting shredded cheese on the dog's food. And Clark is enjoying that, but Janelle not so much. We sided with Janelle 2-1, but that didn't mean anything. Now we got Danelle from Hamilton, who's a big team Bob. Why is that?
I'm all for it. I do it with my dog. We call him the Cheesinator.
The Cheesinator.
If he sees you eating any kind of something with cheese on it, he literally begs with his paws up in the air for it.
Oh, the Cheesinator. I love it. Thank you, Danelle. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Josh from Covington is also on Team Bob / Clark.
If there's nothing going on with the dog, what's wrong with giving it some little extra food and making it even happier?
Exactly. That's kind of what Ashley's saying. Just let your dog live a little bit. A little bit of human food isn't bad.
And Tracy's weighed in on the B105 app. I have the exact same problem with my dad. I have a yellow lab named Dakota, and he feeds her all kinds of table scraps. If you find a solution to make them stop, I would like to know what it is. I'm on your side, girl.
I thought she was feeding her dad cheese.
It's a good dad.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Big fight going on who was right last night between Janelle and her boyfriend Bob over their dog Clark. She's a strict no human food, and she catches him putting cheddar on top of the dog food all the time and feeding him human food. So 2-1, we sided with Janelle there over Bob, but nobody else seems to want to do that right now through 749-B105 or the app.
Denise does come through, says, I'm with Janelle. I have the same issue with my husband, except for it involves eggs and buttermilk. He gives my dogs buttermilk daily and makes them eggs every Saturday.
Hey, Wally from Delhi, another Bob. It's not looking good for Janelle. Why are you backing Bob?
I've had a red-nosed pit bull since he was 8 weeks old, and with my veterinary's guidance, I give him a raw egg every Sunday for his coat. On his birthday, he gets a complete raw chicken, because as long as the chicken bones are soft, he can chew them up and eat them. He also gets Redford kibble and high protein Purina bison and beef for normal.
Your dog is eating like a king.
Spoiled rotten, but yes, yeah. He also gets cheese.
Meanwhile, Wally's rocking the ramen every night, right?
Dude, my dog's in great health, great shape. Every time he sees the vet, there's nothing wrong with him. He's perfect weight. His teeth are great. So I tell the vet everything I feed him, and you don't always have to spend a small fortune.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ryan from Alexandria, another Bob. What do you got?
Yeah, so I grew up in the country, and, all our dogs grew up just eating table scraps, so we never bought dog food for the longest time. So I'm definitely on Team Bob with that. And I actually ran into the same issue with my wife. We kind of disagreed with this, and because she always grew up feeding her dogs, just dog food. And it's like, my other thing was, dog only lives so long. So like, do you want to eat the same food your whole life,
Exactly.
Let them live a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christy actually says cheese is good for dogs. Just not in excess. She gives it to all three of her dogs, little beets, bits of cheese for special occasions. And she also shares her Skyline crackers with them.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Thank you for the call, Ryan.
Yep, no problem.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Yeah, so last week this happened.
What the heck is Tapman doing?
Come on, can I keep it? I found it inside of my fridge like 3 days. I can find your keepers, right?
It's huge.
I want to put this on our studio door.
All right, so that was a giant do not enter sign that across the street against the retaining wall had been sitting there for like 3 days, and we didn't know where it came from at first. We were just like, somebody's going to take it, and Statman, you just couldn't resist. After
3 days of watching it sit there, nobody claiming it, it followed me home, and I'm going to keep it. It's mine now.
Well, we believe it belongs to our across-the-street neighbors at SynFed Credit Union, and joining us from there right now is the COO, the Chief Operating Officer, Eric Ketchum. Hi, Eric.
How you doing this morning, Big Dave?
Well, we're doing good. So you sent in a very entertaining email to Statman.
Yeah, dude, you got me kind of shaking in my boots a little. I'll read it for everybody. This is what I got. It goes, funny guy with sticky fingers. Your own video implicates you in the theft of our sign. It did not blow over into Hubbard's property as you claim. Not very proper behavior for an ordained minister. Theft and lying. Did you earn that designation or just slap your name on a certificate? I've turned our security footage over to the Cincinnati police to handle the matter, and they should be knocking on your studio door at any moment. I told them to look for a guy that resembles a goofy version of Raleigh Fingers or a 1930s era cartoon villain. I'm sure they'll have no problem identifying you. I'm like, oh no, the cops are on to me. I don't need another warrant. Eric,
that's
please,
hilarious.
Please tell me you're joking.
I'm clearly joking. You got to tell them the rest of the email. I love you guys over there. Always listen to B105. Listen to you guys coming in the morning from my drive-in from Indiana. And then I listen to Jesse and Anna on the way home. So I'm a big B105 fan. Love all you guys and all you do over there.
Well, we love it. Yeah. And Eric, we thought this sign, though, after looking at it, we see a pole in your drive-thru over there that seems to be missing a street sign.
Yes. Yeah, we put that up. We try and keep, occasionally we have somebody that drives the wrong way through our one-way drive-thru. So we put up those signs to try and help people understand the right way to navigate around our building in the morning.
And now you just are missing the sign, and we have it.
Yes, and people are driving recklessly backwards through your drive-thru.
So, you know, the other interesting thing about that story is right after you guys put that on your feed, one of the guys who sits right outside my office says, hey, are we missing a sign? B105's on the air talking about it. So I go looking for it. It didn't blow off 3 days before, or it wasn't sitting there for 3 days. It's been blown off since early April. I think it was like the 5th of April, according to our security footage.
So
it's
been there
for a lot longer than 3 days.
Well, how did it end up blowing off and then going on the other side of your property at the retaining wall there? How did it get there?
I have no idea. I think it was some of those big storms we had earlier in the month just eventually loosened it up and blew it off. And I said something to our CEO, who sits in the corner office, can see your office from his pretty well. And he normally sees the people driving the wrong way through our drive-thru. I said, do you notice our sign was missing? He said, no, I didn't. But you know what? About 2 days ago, I saw some goofball run across the street, pick something up, and run back across the street with it over his head. And, I don't know what was going on, but now that you say it, yeah, our sign is missing. And I said, that's what it was.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Well, we found where it came from now.
And you're not too upset about it.
Yeah. Do you need it back?
No. I told Stat, hey, he seems to be enjoying it more than we do, and I need an opportunity to get a matching sign to the other one I got out there, so I want him to keep it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nice.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, because I think we could do good here. How about whatever the value of the sign is, I will donate to Canine Comfort to kind of offset the loss.
Oh. I love it. I think that's a great idea, and I tell you what, Stat, you put in $60, I'll throw in $60, and we'll make it a win for everybody. I love that Canine Comfort deal you guys have with Cincinnati Children's Hospital right now, and I think that's a win for everybody.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. The vet bundle. Boom.
Wow, Eric, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything you guys do.
Hey, you guys are great neighbors. Anytime a sign blows over, I'll let you know.
you guys can come over and see us, and maybe we can do some business. You don't have to take something every time you come over those steps.
Okay. That's not the deal.
Thank you so much, Eric.
All right, you guys have a great day.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
105 and Sam Hunt. Yes, he is the Sunday night headliner for this year's Voices of America Country Music Fest coming up August 8th through the 11th. VOA Park in Westchester, of course, we know, you know, Keith Urban, Jason Aldean going to be there, as well as some other acts we've got now, you know, Lauren Elena, Brett Young, Russell Dickerson, and more.
It's
going to be a great festival again this year, and you could win tickets in the VIP section for VOA.
Dude, Russell Dickerson, I just saw him when I went to the country radio seminar, and I had to teach him what a see a chug, send a chug on Snapchat was. And I'm like, he is like the ultimate like party boy. How did he not know what that was?
Yeah.
He's got his fanny pack on. He's all just.
And the title of it tells you what it is.
Yes.
Send a chug. He's like, what is this? It's going to be like a great time out there.
I bet he's sent quite a few since then. But yeah, and then you got the VIP section. And we discovered this last year, which is an amazing thing you need to have for the VOA.
Oh, air conditioning in August.
Yes.
Yes.
In the bathrooms.
And it was epic. I think I took the longest bathroom breaks of any of us just standing under the cold air.
Yeah. You got your own private seating area. You also get your own private bar.
Yes.
And I mean, come on.
Are we still talking about the bathrooms?
Yeah. Like well,
that's hilarious.
Bar in there.
But that's funny. You can win those VIP tickets for VOA simply by making a gift to our K9 Comfort campaign. And we've been doing this. This is the last week, and you have till Monday morning at 9 o'clock to go to B105.com and get them in, because it's for the therapy dogs that help the kids at Cincinnati Children's. And we've been hearing from so many people about the importance of these dogs. And we heard from Marissa, whose son Brent was at Cincinnati Children's for severe asthma, and said this.
It's just kind of like a chill environment for a little bit for the kids to have just some like peace while they're there.
How did Chevy make you feel?
It definitely made me tear up a little too, because, you know, like you said, when you're sitting there and there's not much as a parent you can do to help, but it makes me a little less stressed and it makes me very joyful. It definitely helps everybody, parents and children.
See, so it's a wonderful program, and that's why we've been highlighting it here for almost the past month, helping out Cincinnati Children's. And now it's time for you to get over to B105.com and do that.
Yeah, we got a couple different packages you could choose from, like a $10 little bundle or even the bathing bundle. It goes up to $100, but each donation gets you another entry to win those VIP VOA tickets.
Very nice.
With dogs, you know, if you have a pet,
it costs money
of the upkeep. We're not it's trying to get ending. Another dog. Luckily, the program does have enough dogs, but they got to take care of them.
Yep. Yeah. If we don't trim them nails, we're going to scratch them little kids.
Yeah, and we don't want that. So get over to B105.com. Make sure you do it before Monday morning at 9, because somebody who donates is going to get VIP at the VOA this year. So like we say always, B105.com is where it starts.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. So I guess I didn't get the memo yesterday that we were supposed to leave our show and go eat chicken wings because
it's Wing Wednesday, Big Dave.
I didn't know. It's hard to keep up. It's a Thirsty Thursday, Taco Tuesday. All right, Wing Wednesday. I didn't participate, but you and Statman did. And Stat, you had a really nice little daddy-daughter moment there.
Yeah, I told my daughter if she helped me clean out the car, which was still dirty from our road trip down to Florida. Not the stinky car, but our other one. Mm-hmm. I'd let her pick out wherever she wanted to go to dinner, and she said Wingstop. And I was like, well, there's no Wingstop in Northern Kentucky. I guess we're going on a road trip. So we came right over here to Oakley, went to Wingstop, and got five different flavors and five wings of each.
Uh-huh.
And I got to say, their Louisiana rub was good.
Really?
Yeah, dry rub. I like it dry.
I like a dry rub too.
I see them on commercials all the time during sporting events and stuff. And I'm like, wait, where are those? And so there is one right over here by us?
One here. There's one over by UC. There's also one, I think, like Westchester area. But in Northern Kentucky, we ain't got it.
All right. But they're good. You give them a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Or two wings up.
Two wings up.
Yeah. How did Jane like them?
Oh, she said they were fire, Dad.
Okay,
I asked if they were on fleek, and she gave me a look like, Dad. No. That term is so old.
That's so 3 years ago.
That's hilarious.
So,
but what about you, Ashley? You got wings, too.
Yeah. I went to Midway in Fort Thomas with Al and her daughters.
It was Al's birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Okay.
So, happy belated Al, and I was wanting some wings, and I know Midway has great wings. I got, let's see, the honey sriracha.
Oh, yum.
And then, gosh, I'm such a sauce person. They were good. My mouth is watering. But I was like, can I also have a side of hot buffalo to dip them in?
Oh, that's me. That's what I do.
So they were fire, literally.
Spicy fire.
So good. Loved their wings, and I gotta say, I'm looking to try the best wing around. I do have a go-to spot in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Where? Down on 3rd Street.
Is it Kitties?
Kitties.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good.
Those wings are delicious.
But you're wanting to find others?
Yeah. You know what other people have to say? Maybe there's a place I've never heard of or something.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, and not because I do their advertising, but Snappy's wings, if you get them well done, they're really good.
See, I always get my wings well done. And usually, here's my thing. I get well done, I want them crispy, and I want them naked so I can dip them in the sauce myself.
You would like those barleycorns, the dock style.
Oh, heck yeah. I've had those,
Those are good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. People, I put a post over on Facebook of mine and Stat's wings, and they're saying Wild Mike's, which I've not tried
yet. Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep, those are fire.
I've heard those before. Wow. Yes, those are really good.
You know what? Man. Goodbye, Crockpot Tuesday. Hello, Wing Wednesday.
Let's bring a fryer in here.
Oh, jeez.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Did we invent something, or was it already a thing, Wing Wednesday?
It's been a thing, but now we're taking over.
And you and Stat both went to places to get wings yesterday. Stat at Wingstop over here in Oakley.
Oh, yeah. Lots of different flavors. We stocked up.
And I went to Midway Cafe in Fort Thomas.
So now people want to weigh in on their wings and tell us where all the good ones are. I'm sorry, I don't have my thing up. Who is this?
That's okay. Becky from Cincinnati.
Becky from Cincinnati, where's your go-to wing place?
Mount Zion Road in Florence, Buffalo Bob's.
I have heard of Buffalo Bob's. Mm. Never been.
They've got the best to me because I'm a very picky wing person. This is the only place I will get bone-in wings. And I get them naked or mild, as they call them. And they're just dipped in butter sauce. And then you can get sauces on the side.
You had me at butter.
You guys are dippers. You like that.
We are dippers.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Coming through the B105 app, both Mike and Ariana say you got to check out Wings on Brookwood in Hamilton.
Yeah, somebody on the Facebook page also said that.
Must be good then.
Must be a go-to. Greg from Lebanon, you got a Wingstop we need to check out.
Yeah, it's Willie the Wing King.
Wait, what?
You can check him out on, it's Willie the Wing King. You can check him out on Facebook. He also is getting ready to start a food truck, I believe is what he's working on now.
Well, where do we find Willie?
Yeah, I mean, where's he selling them now?
So it was one of those things that started out of his house.
Oh.
And he would select friends off of his friends list. And if you were selected, then you could go meet up and pick up his wings. But they're phenomenal. Lots of different options.
I am searching right now.
Willie the Wing King.
I need to try Willie the Wing King's wings. You know it's absolutely good when it's like small business starts out of the home and then it grows. Like, obviously there's something there.
There's some passion that he has.
Yeah, I mean, you have to like one of his posts when he says he's making them, and he'll select a handful of people out of that post.
Well, and, he needs to come to B105.
Reach out to him.
I'm trying. So it's Willie the Wing King on Facebook.
Listen, I've never seen Ashley more determined on anything in her life than to find this guy on Facebook. Look what you've started. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Got someone coming through the B105 app.
Dude. Yeah, Tim and Mark both say you got to try Shooter's Dry Rub. Shooter's in Mainville.
All right.
Dry rub ever.
My gosh. We located Willie the Wing King. So on Facebook, it's Willie Wing King as one word, Williams.
Okay.
Now I will stalk him until he wakes up and delivers wings.
He does not know what happened now. He's going to be like, oh my God, what have I gotten myself?
Stage 5 clinger. Stage 5 winger? Stop.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show, Dad Joke of the Day on B105.
And this morning we have got Gianna. She is a junior at Campbell County High School, and she is now our favorite camel. How about that?
Thank you.
Oh, what an honor. All right, Gianna, give us that joke, girl.
Why can't you put holy water in vaccinations?
I don't know. Why can't you put holy water in vaccinations?
You're not supposed to take the Lord's name in vain.
Oh! I've never heard that one before.
Where did you hear that? Oh my God.
What in the world just happened here, Gianna? That's a tremendous joke. I don't know. I think that'll be in sermons across the tri-state this Sunday. How about that?
Thank you.
All right. You go have a wonderful day there at Campbell County High School. Tell all the other camels we said hey.
Thank you. You too.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Somehow or another, and this all started with Ashley's friend Jordan telling us his dating horror story. And then this guy Paul called in. And then the next thing you know, everybody wants to call in and tell us about these horrible dating stories. And now Peggy from Hamilton says it's her turn.
Yeah, I have a real good one. I went on a dating site and was speaking to this guy for probably about a couple months. Never met him in person. And his picture, he looked real athletic, muscular build, good looking guy. Yeah. And all the pictures he sent me looked that away. And we finally decided to meet up at this bar in town. And I get there and I'm looking all over for him. He had said he was already there. I don't see him. I hear someone yelling, Peggy, Peggy, here I am. I'm over here. I look, this guy probably weighed, and nothing against overweight people, but he probably weighed about 400 pounds.
And in his pictures, he was athletic?
Athletic.
Do you think they're like high school pictures or like dated, or was he just straight up catfishing?
I think he was straight up catfishing because it didn't look nothing like him.
I wonder what goes through people's minds who are going to talk on the internet and portray themselves as somebody else. And then they go to meet this person. You're not fit. You're not shaped. You're not who you said you were.
You know that they're going to that immediately going to know that you were lying to them.
Well, did you approach him on it?
Well, I mean, on my site, I had specified that I was tired of being lied to. And that was the most important thing to me, not to lie to me. And to me, that was one big lie. So what I did was I sat down. He ordered us a steak dinner, and that's not even the worst part. He picks up the steak with his hand and is eating it.
Come on.
He's a caveman.
He's like, oh, caveman. Cavemen were in shape. He's like Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm getting grossed out. I can't even eat, okay? So my phone always makes a lot of noise because I have alerts for everything. And it did. And I looked at my phone and I said, oh, my gosh, there's a family emergency. I have to leave. And he's like, oh, okay, let me walk you out. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'm okay. I can walk myself out. Well, he follows me out to the car. I'm getting in a door. I get in a door and he stands there between my door and me and has the door open and says, I don't even get a kiss goodbye.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
I had high heel boots on, and he got one all right.
You kick him?
Yeah, he was bent over outside of my car for the entire time when I was pulling out. I was watching him bent over. He screamed. Then he had nerve enough to text me and say, what did I do? What did I do wrong?
Psycho.
Oh, my God. Dude,
woo. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That was a fun day.
I wish you would have called him out. I really do.
I should have, but I'm not into making fun of people and stuff, but he did lie to me.
I'm glad you got out of there. Oh, man.
And did you get to finish your steak?
Big Dave.
Heck no, I left it.
Hey, from the sounds of it, somebody finished it. That's for sure.
He did say he'd pick up the dinner.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Peggy. We've heard enough. We need to give you something.
Thank you.
Yeah, Peggy, you're going to see Dan and Shay at Riverbend on July 18th. We are hoping your date is going to be in much better shape than the last one.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you. I didn't expect that now, that I just had to tell you my story.
Well, you shared enough. Golly, Bill. All right. Well, Peggy, we'll see you. Come by the B105 van and say hi to us when you're out there.
Oh, I'd love to.
I'll be the guy eating my steak with my hands.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
About a month ago, when both the Powerball and Mega Millions, you know, they're both up over $1 billion. It was crazy. Everybody had lottery fever. And that would include Leslie Carr, 52-year-old lady from Portland, Oregon. Seems Leslie likes to buy these big Powerball and Mega Millions tickets and then just kind of looks to see if she matched the Powerball or the Mega Million last number. And if it didn't, she just puts them in a Tupperware container.
Oh, she didn't even check all the numbers?
No, she just kind of looks at them. Oh, I didn't win the whole jackpot, so whatever. So she puts them in a Tupperware container. So she had a stack of these that she had been buying. Just a couple of days ago, Leslie thought, well, I'll go to the Fred Meyer store there in Happy Valley, Oregon, and run them through the scanner and see if I want anything. So she's scanning them, maybe $2 here, $4 there. But the very last ticket in the stack for a March 15th drawing caused the lottery machine to display a message that Leslie didn't understand. So she asked the clerk for help, and he said, oh, I can't cash this because your prize is worth over $1,000. And Leslie says, that's when I started getting butterflies, because she had bought that ticket from the same Fred Meyer store. She investigated a little further. It was $1 million winner.
What?
It was one. She had matched all five of the numbers without the Powerball and had $1 million payday right there.
Just sitting in an old country clock container.
Oh, Tupperware. No, she's Tupperware high end, man.
Fancy.
Yeah. So she says, yeah, if it weren't for the $1 billion Powerball winner making news, she goes, I would have forgotten about those tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Sitting in a Tupperware container. She said it's a dream come true. And her plans are to pay off her mortgage, buy a new truck, and a Hawaiian vacation.
Hey.
How about that?
Love to hear it.
Hey, Leslie, way to go. We're all happy for you and the good vibes you brought us this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
There are other ways you can help. Of course, we've been talking about those Legends t-shirts with Cincy shirts that are so cool. All the different eras of country music stars listed on them. A portion of each one of those purchased goes there to Cincinnati Children's for Canine Therapy. But there's something else for the doggies.
Yeah, we made these really cool B105 dog bandanas that have different names of artists kind of spun in a doggy way, like Barkin Wallen, Blake Shelty, Tim McPaw. Retriever McIntyre is my favorite on the little bandana.
Yeah, beat Retriever McIntyre.
But it's a perfect size for your little dog to tie around your neck. Well, unless you have tiny dogs like me.
So, Stat, you modeled these over on our B105 and Big Dave Show Facebook pages with a Cha-Cha, Chi-Chi, and Bibi, your little chihuahuas.
Yes, and by the way, I had to hold Cheese above my phone in order for them to look at me.
Look here.
And that's why Chi-Chi's tongue just wouldn't go back in her mouth. It was like, oh, come on, I just want that cheese.
I want it.
I'll pose for whatever. But, I got each of them there, A, Cha-Cha, B, Bibi, C, Chi-Chi. Who wore it best? And you could vote underneath which one of my dogs, because I actually
only have
one bandana and three dogs.
Okay.
And I'm going to get different color bandanas for the other ones, well, but don't tell the dogs.
Who's leading right now?
Oh, Cha-Cha is killing it.
Oh, really?
I think it's because she's my biggest Chihuahua of the bunch, and it fits her the best.
Okay.
Like, I mean, come on. Chi-Chi, that bandana is huge.
BB's little ears.
Little ears to go. Well, get over there and weigh in, but here's what you need to do, because a portion of each one of those sold goes to Canine Therapy at Cincinnati Children's. The only thing is you have to buy these in the stores for Cincy shirts, and they got three locations, Loveland, Hyde Park, and Fort Mitchell. So you can swing by there. They will have them in the store, and you can get them right on your dog.
It's a fashion essential for the summer.
Absolutely. Don't be without it. And either way you're doing it, you're helping out Canine Comfort at Cincinnati Children's, and that is a great thing. Get more info at b105.com. Right now it's 8:33.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And then the next thing you know, you'll be like Kate Flugstrom of Cincinnati. We'll be welcoming you into the country club like we are Kate. Hey, Kate.
Hey.
So you work part-time at O'Reilly Auto Parts?
I do.
So that was one of the first times I knew my kids were really paying attention to the radio, because yeah, we were running O'Reilly Auto Parts commercials on here. And at the end, when they did the jingle, they added the very last thing, which is what?
Oh, I don't know if there's more.
Ow!
Oh, yeah, the ow-ow part.
Yeah! And my kids would do that in the back seat. Ow!
Ow!
Yeah, my son does that. I forgot all about that part.
Well, we're not only welcoming just Kate. She says she has three different personalities. Cujo being the best. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there's Cujo, Canine, and Kyle. Cujo's more of the feisty side of myself. He's just the feisty part of me, where the other two are kind of chillax, like low-key chillax kind of personalities, whereas Cujo's like, I don't put up with anybody's stuff.
Now, the Kyle side of you doesn't like drink Monster and punch drywall or whatever it is.
Wear Axe body spray?
No. And Canine's just the nickname that I got because I do dog grooming on the side. So.
Look at you.
Oh, okay.
Kate's a hustler.
Yeah, you could say that.
Cool. I also see you're obsessed with Highland cows. Oh, my gosh, they're so cute. I want one also.
I'm trying to figure out how to get one to my house without my parents realizing it.
There's no way you can't have a baby cow without it going unnoticed.
Oh, I can. I'm just like, that's a different breed of dog. We're good.
Yeah, these are those
golden doodle.
Those little mini cows, right? Yeah, oh my
God. Yeah, the mini one. I'd like a mini one, not a big one.
Okay.
Oh, adorbs.
All right, well, thank you for joining the country club here, girl. We sure do appreciate it. And I guess the only thing left to do is to get the next song on B105 for you. And what's it going to be?
Toby Keith.
Which one by Toby?
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Oh, I see you're an advocate for veterans. Why do you want to hear that song? And what's your connection to it?
Toby Keith was one of the first artists that I ever fell in love with the country music. He was a great supporter of our military and our country. And it's a shame that he's gone now, but his songs will always live on.
They well absolutely said, will here on B105 for sure. Well, welcome to the club.
Thank you so much. It's great.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.